And we're going to talk about how you can ripen your tomatoes before your first frost, which for many of us is not – the countdown has begun, and it's not that far off. First thing we need to be aware of, Holly, before we get into how we can ripen our tomatoes prior to that first frost is understanding how a tomato develops. A tomato based in the reproductive method, in the flower, there are male and female parts. And just by wind or you touching it or a bug bumping into it, it will self-pollinate. Now, from the time that the flower is pollinated to the time you harvest the fruit, it's between 20 and 30 days based on this type of fruit. Cherries quicker, larger beefsteak takes a little bit longer. So now that we understand the basic premise of how the tomato and the time frame, we want to get them ripened before the frost because later on in the season, they're not as pungent. They're not as wonderfully tasting in some instances because the plant's stressed out. It's season's winding down. The nights get cooler. The plant doesn't produce as well. And we'd much rather have an okay red tomato than a bunch of green tomatoes.
Right. And that's just it, is that you want to get your tomatoes ready for harvest, essentially. And you might think, well, you know, I live in an area where I could harvest tomatoes up through December.
Good for you.
But maybe that's not something you want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to harvest them sooner. Maybe you are like, you know, I have this time where I want to can them. So there's a few things you can do to get them to essentially stop growing, and then they're going to produce.
Right.
Or they're going to stop producing, but you can have those tomatoes harvested.
Now, some people love fried green tomatoes. Now, I've never had fried green tomatoes. People are gasping at the radios right now, because apparently that's a thing.
I really would have thought that you've had fried green tomatoes.
You've never had them either, have you?
Yes, I have.
You've had fried green tomatoes. So you cut the green tomato, you roll an egg and a flour mixture
with cornmeal. Most people do cornmeal.
Some people do flour with a lot of different seasonings in that flour. And then you eat it like that, and apparently it's magnificent.
Right. Maybe we should make fried green tomatoes.
So that's one thing you can do with your unripened tomatoes.
We dehydrated some green tomatoes, or a green tomato.
A green tomato, just to see.
And it was good.
Worked out very well. So one way in order to get your tomatoes to ripen, and this one's a little more of a challenge than anything because of the environmental situation you may be in, but stop watering. If you've got an irrigation system, stop watering and then let nature, rainfall, you know, do what it does, but don't additionally add moisture to the soil. What you're going to do in a lot of these techniques is you're stressing the plant out to focus the fruit production that is currently being developed on the vine, and the plant's not thinking of trying to create more because it's developing the seeds and the fruit and for next year, next generation of seeds. And that's it. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what you're doing when you stop watering, is that it's stressing the plant out, essentially. Unless you, for some reason, live in a very wet climate, that might not work. So another one would be to top your tomatoes. And basically, you're just whacking off the top of the plant.
You're probably going to get some flowers. You know, you're probably going to cut a couple limbs that have the flowers. But what you're accomplishing is the vertical growth to stop. This is the same thing. With Brussels sprouts, you cut the top off so it focuses on the fruit rather than the growth of the plant. So you want to do all of these practices realistically about 45 days before your average first frost. Now, true enough, if the first frost is October 18th, there are times where it's frosted on the October 1st and times it hasn't frosted until November the 18th. So it's kind of a guideline in order to best get the most out of your plant that you can. If you've got all the fruit off and still hasn't frosted, good for you. So kind of keep that in mind when you're thinking of how to do these techniques and the best for your area.
And for us, I feel like lately, or the past couple of years, you get this chance of frost like right in the beginning of October, and it typically doesn't happen, but you'll get that dip in temperature, and then all of a sudden...
Three
more weeks of warmth. So you have to take that into consideration, too. Now, I know people who are like, Labor Day weekend, that's it, I'm done gardening.
Yep.
And that's okay,
Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah. So that's another option. So Another thing you can do is you can cut the roots off, or cut or stop the roots from being able to pick up nutrients, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple ways to do that.
So you're going to take a shovel and come 6 inches off of your main stem, your growth out of the ground. It's coming out of the ground. And you're going to take the shovel 6 inches away from that and cut straight down 3/4 of the way around the plant. So you're essentially cutting off 3/4 of the roots, and then that will also limit what water uptake the plant will be receiving, as well as stressing the plant out, because you're damaging the roots. You're cutting off its life support, essentially, and then that will also accelerate the ripening of the fruit that is on the vine. And you can also take tomatoes and pick them while they're green or changing, wrap them in newspaper, put them in a box, and they will ripen. Maybe not as to the, as well as they would outside, and they're going to be a little tougher skinned, but you're going to have red or ripened tomatoes based on your variety.
Right. And that definitely is an option as well, is to grab those tomatoes. I remember, I don't know, it was probably like 3 or 4 years ago now, we got threatened with a true bad frost. And we also had an early blight situation too, late blight, I mean. Mm-hmm. So with that combination, we ended up pulling all of the tomatoes off of our plants, and we did get that hard frost, and I think it stayed cold at that point for a while. So,
right.
So sometimes you have to, maybe you don't make the decision, but the weather does.
And the green tomatoes, to a certain degree, will ripen, maybe not as well as, I mean, obviously not as well as they would on the vine. Because the longer you leave them on the vine, the more sugars they're uptaking, the sweeter it is, that type of thing. But you can do that in order to get them to ripen. And we can dehydrate them, green or red. Now, the green obviously is not going to be as wonderfully tasting as the red, but they're not horrible.
No. And dehydrated, they have this sweetness to them, which is good. And you might like green tomatoes.
Like tomato candy.
Right. You might have like a green tomato recipe, like a salsa or something, or a chutney or some sort of sauce. You might, you know, you could mix in green tomatoes with something you're making with the red tomatoes, as long as, you know, you have a balance there. So it's not the worst thing to have green tomatoes.
For new gardeners, a chutney with, what is a chutney when we talk about tomatoes?
A chutney is basically like a sauce.
Okay.
You don't. Some people do make tomato chutney, but a lot of times it's done with like a fruit or something
like a pear or
like
an apple.
Okay. Mango.
Then this would be a dish you would put on meat.
Right. It's like a dip or like a spread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of meat, Walton's Incorporated has all the tools that you need except for the meat. And you can get everything at WaltonsIncorporated.com. WaltonsInc.com.
Yeah, the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show is brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. We know you care about where your food comes from. You want to can, preserve, make all sorts of good stuff. But with the meat at WaltonsInc.com, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make any meat product to your high standard. They also have this website called meatgistics.com, and there's over 15,000 users will help give your opinion, their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues. So you can go to waltonsinc.com or meatgistics.com for all the help, and they make everything from meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, seasonings, and more.
Everything but the meat.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.